Playhouse, 194, 7:53 in the morning, and your next chance to pick a purse is going to be at 8:50 today, also 12:50 and 2:50. Currently on the clock, we have Autumn Dorher. I know I'm ruining that last name, but she's on the clock with still about, give or take, 11-ish minutes to give us a call back and pick her purse. I did see she's getting tagged like crazy in the YVIP Facebook group, so definitely people trying to push her into getting that purse.
I mean, I would love to wake up to people tagging me saying, hey, you got to get your purse.
It's true. Hey, you know, and sometimes the stars don't align and you're running around or doing other things. You know, would hate to have you miss out.
Yeah, and there's so many good ones still. I can't believe that black Michael Kors crossbody. I thought that was going to be one of the first ones picked. I even said it last week. I guarantee it's going to be picked right away. It's Wednesday. It's still up there. That's a gorgeous one.
Yeah, we got a full, I want to say plate. We'll go with table.
Yeah.
Full table of purses behind us here at the studio. See them all online at y94.com. And we update it again, if not tomorrow on Friday, within the next 48-ish hours, we'll have some more up. So we threw it out there a couple of minutes ago. What is the best Halloween costume you have absolutely ever seen? Maybe it's one that you had, or maybe you saw somebody else have it. Best one you've had or seen, Amy Kay.
Well, I think I take Halloween very serious. I like to make good, fun costumes. My best would be when I was Wendy, like from Wendy's, like the burgers, chicken nuggets, fast food, Wendy.
Thank you for clarifying. How many Wendy's do you think I know?
Wendy, hello, Adam's family. Oh, that's Wednesday.
What are you talking about?
You know, from the Addams Family?
Yeah.
Wednesday, not Wendy.
So you were the redhead in the blue dress with the pigtails from the fast food joint.
Correct. I took a Dorothy from Wizard of Oz costume. I bought a white apron, printed out a Wendy logo, laminated, hot glued it to my apron, went and got my hair braided. We put a... You put clothes on it and hangs it up.
Clothespin, clothesline.
Clothes hanger or whatever.
Clothes hanger.
Yeah, we did like a wire hanger around my head, braided it, and it was just fabulous.
It turned out pretty cool.
I loved it. It was my favorite costume. I might redo it again.
Was that the same year that one of our coworkers was Dorothy and you were all mad at them because it looked similar to yours and everybody kept saying you guys had the same costume on and then you about killed her?
Yeah. Everyone, I think my friends, I was friends with that person. They knew what I was going to be. They knew that I had to borrow someone else's Dorothy costume to make my Wendy's costume. And then she, last minute, wanted to go to a Halloween party with me. And what costume does she go by? She went and bought a Dorothy costume. And then people thought, oh, look, you guys are matching. First off, I'm not Dorothy. I'm Wendy. Look at the red hair and pigtails. Yeah, and she was Dorothy. And I was so mad and I didn't want her to go to the party with us anymore.
So it's still raw is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Still kind of like a sore spot for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anytime we do a similar conversation and it's this goes back a little bit, but there were a couple of gents that they would go around as Daft Punk. And I think they made those things and they just made a killing because they just went bar to bar to bar, just cleaning up every Halloween costume contest, just winning all of them.
Was
they
it
were
you?
Great. No, oh. Absolutely. I wish it was me. I don't know who they were. I think last year they maybe reached out or somebody told us who they were. But yeah, they were really, really good.
What do you mean? These two guys dresses as Daft Punk?
You would think the Daft Punk was there because there's like lights on it and stuff. It was really cool. It was super cool.
I wonder, how did I never run into these people?
I don't know. It was when he was willing to get up early and was coming in here. Now he does the night show. But when he was not a night owl and... like to get up early in the morning. I think it was the year that he was on Halloween, and we tracked him down. I think we talked to the guys, or at least somebody that knew them.
And they made it? Good job. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I think they won every contest. They just went bar to bar to bar and just won. You could probably bring them back, I suppose, because it's not like you give those away. You keep that costume.
Yeah, but Daft Punk split up. Did you forget about that? This year it happened.
Are you trying to tell me you don't think it'd still be a cool costume?
I mean, yeah, but I think they split up.
Yeah, I mean, people go as the Spice Girls. They're not together.
I guess that's true.
It's, you know, still a cool costume. Your best costume ever?
Best Halloween costume. I think it was mine because I had this big, ugly biker dude mask. And I don't usually get dressed up for Halloween. Mm-hmm. So at work, people would get dressed up. So what I did was put this huge mask over my head. It had the big beard and the, like, helmet-looking thing. And and I put, you know, big biker boots on and a leather jacket, and I just went into the office, the front office, and I just sat there. And nobody knew who I was, and it was freaking the shit out of everybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're like, who is this? That would be scary.
That would, and you're just walking into your office thinking there's like a biker person there waiting, like, oh, what is this person doing here?
This is probably not ideal. Best costume you ever seen, maybe it was yours, Halloween costume, 237, it's text 35227. It's Playhouse, Y94, Halloween right around the corner. This is actually the week where you see people, I think, finally buckling down and committing to a Halloween costume and getting ready to go for the next couple of weeks. But some guy started the thread online. He was basically looking for ideas. He's like, I want to win a lot of contests. What is the best Halloween costume you've ever seen? Like the most original or most entertaining? What's the best one you've ever seen? Maybe it was one of yours. And he got crazy responses. So we thought, well, we'll steal that. Because that's what we do. And we ask the same question. What is the best Halloween costume you've ever seen?
I seen a guy that had a hand coming out of his stomach, and then he had a butt for his face.
So he had a head coming out of his stomach, and he was like a butt head. That's weird.
A hand out of his stomach.
Oh, a hand.
Is that not what it was, or was it a head?
I couldn't quite hear him.
Oh, now I'm confused. I don't know either.
Either one, I don't really quite get it. I think I'm I don't know if I'm understanding.
I don't know what he was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But maybe it looked cool. Maybe very prosthetics and all that.
You know, I guess maybe it had to been there. It just had to been there. You seen some good Texan costumes?
Yeah, someone said, not my costume, but I was staying with a friend, and she had a plan with two other friends to go to a nursing home as Frozen characters. And the day the girl was supposed to go as Elsa, she still had no costume. So I took her around town, found an old prom dress, altered it in less than 4 hours to look exactly like Elsa. So proud. Someone else said, years ago, I made a Wall-E costume, very detailed for my son. It might be my all-time favorite costume. Creating and making it was so thrilling. And someone else said, when I was a kid, I went as a bag of grapes. I wore green leggings, a green turtleneck. My mom made a clear plastic garbage bag so it could fit around my whole body and filled it with green balloons. She also made a headband with a stem made out of felt. It looked awesome. Everyone loved it. However, I couldn't actually sit down at school while I was wearing it. So that was the only annoying thing about it.
Did you see a really cool costume ever? Like, see a really good one?
I've had a lot. So every year for Halloween, I end up spending like $500 on a custom-made costume from a fashion designer. I'm extra. But last year, I had giant wings that were like, I don't know, almost bigger than probably any of the Victoria's Secret runway models. And they were huge, pink. And my outfit had like these Swarovski crystals all over it. And I was supposed to be some sort of like fairy. I don't even know what I was. I just knew that it was really extra.
So do you have any idea what you're going to dress as this year?
Yes. I'm super excited. I have a few costumes. One of them is the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, cool.
And then the other one is like this creature called a jackalope. So I have those like rabbit ears and the deer ears combined. And then I have glitter all over my costume.
I feel like a person, if they want to have a good Halloween costume, they just need to be your friend. Because you probably have these. And so then like if they wear the one that you had like 2 years prior or something like that.
That is true. We could just wear the reused costumes. That's a good idea.
And you found out really good costumes.
Someone said, I made a Cousin It costume with a bunch of hair extensions sewn into a cotton nightgown. It was all over, went down to the floor. I even had John Lennon glasses and a bowler hat to complete the look. I did win a costume contest with that one. And someone said, my favorite was when I went as an Uno card. I painted my whole body in 4 different colors and stuck Uno cards to myself.
This is kind of making you feel bad about every costume you've ever had. I don't know if I've ever put this much effort.
I make a lot of my costumes. Like one time I was a Little Mermaid and I sewed my tail and I did like a sticky bra for shells. I make a lot of fun ones.
Notice you seem to really gravitate toward red-haired characters.
Yeah. Because I have red hair.
Built-in part of the costume
already. Someone said, when am I going to go as Ronald McDonald 1 year? That made me so mad.
You could be a good Ronald, though.
Why? Because I have red hair.
You have red hair. You seem to enjoy chicken nuggets.
That's okay. Those are the two things that make me like Ronald McDonald. He's a giant clown.
Well, but we could buy a clown suit. It'd be good.
I guess. One of my friends one time, you know the blow up things outside a car?
Wacky, wavy armed inflatable tube men?
Yeah, you know her. Well, she actually was a coworker here. She took laundry basket type things, like the material kind.
Okay.
Sewed them on top of each other, made these flailing arms, and then she was one of those wacky, whatever you called it.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever actually had a good costume, I'm realizing, compared to some of these.
One time we went to a Halloween party, do you remember that? And you literally just wore your normal clothes and you found a random mask.
Yeah. No, I have pictures of us. You know what it was?
What?
I think I wore Y94 stuff and I wore Rat's name tag.
But then what? That's literally nothing.
I was Rat for Halloween.
Did you change anything about your appearance?
There might have been a wig. I don't really remember. That's why I was wearing my regular clothes, because I wore Y94 clothes and I put on Rat's name tag.
So creative.
Yeah. Oh, I could do that again. I could do that. Except this time I could kind of zombify because he's dead to me because he left us. And I'm not bitter. It's fine. You're not bitter. I'm not bitter. You're bitter.